Well, you know what that music means. It's time for the dating game on the Drew Marshall Show, sponsored by Christian Mingle. ChristianMingle.com. Hey, next week is Valerie's Prospects Day.
If nice. That makes, so we're going to be any. Prospecting?
I'm for gold.
Well, yeah, we just picked a jewel out of this group here.
Well, hopefully there'll be a guy or two maybe that might join us in studio to meet Papa Drew and Uncle Tim the Tool. So this week we're dying to know all about the final stages of selection. Valerie, how are you, darling?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Tell us about the whittling it down process. How have things gone this week?
It's been good. It's a lot more emails, a lot more chats, usually late at night.
Uh-huh.
So it's been some interesting conversations. Mm-hmm. Not what you're thinking, Tim.
Tim.
Why is she blaming me, Drew?
So we're not going to say any names, but tell us a little something about these, maybe some of the guys that you've met on Christian Mingle.
They've all been very interesting, all within sort of the GTA region. The challenge has been not meeting them. That's the challenge, because they've been wanting to meet me, as I have been wanting to meet them, even just for coffee. One of them wants to cheer me on in my races. The other one wants to help train me for my races. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Nice, nice. And how do you think they'll respond when you say to them, look, I just want to let you know, I'm part of this dating game show and the Drew Marshall Show, and part of the whole, plan is for you guys to come in and meet Drew and Uncle Tim, we'll ask you some fun questions, like what's your favorite kind of ice cream, stuff like that. How do you think they'll respond?
I hope they're not going to run the other direction. I really do. It's kind of intimidating to actually come out and tell them, because I don't want them to take it the wrong way, that, it's just been for fun and games, because, yeah, sure, it's fun, but, I mean, there's a seriousness to it. That's why I reached out to you and said that I really love your help in being able to find someone to go out with.
Yeah.
So I really hope that through the conversations we've been having, where it's been very honest and open, that we can remain honest and open. Otherwise, I think, Drew, you and I are going to be going on a date.
That's all right. I don't mind. That's a good night. We're going to have a good meal. Anyway. So listen. you've been a bit of an overcomer yourself. In your bio that you sent and your sort of your backstory, Valerie, you went through a time period in life where you were feeling a bit stuck and you're feeling like you wanted to sort of take yourself off the dating market because you weren't happy with yourself. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. I took myself off the dating market for over a decade, easily. Easily over a decade.
And why?
Because I just felt that no one could love someone who was so overweight and who just was not taking care of themselves. And I just had a tough time doing... I did everything I could, tried every diet and everything in the book except... Because I didn't make it as a commitment, as a lifestyle change, I wasn't able to make the change that was needed. I just didn't feel that I was worthy enough to be worthy to someone else.
All right. So, I let you know that coming up next in our Council of Many, a 34-year-old man who weighs 420 pounds wrote us and is totally discouraged, depressed, lonely, suicidal. He's looking for advice or encouragement or at least a story of hope from someone else who used to be stuck. And that sounds like your story.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people can echo that same story, too, that we get to that point, and I think it would be a big lie if we were to say that we don't get stuck, that we don't end up depressed, that we don't end up where we feel, is any of this worth it? I tried every diet in the book, and nothing worked until I was ready to finally say, I need to take charge of my own life, that this life is worth living, that there is so much more out there and I'm just missing all of it and I can't just keep going on through life and this can't just be what life is about, to just sort of live through the motions, that there's so much more. And to finally be able to take charge of it, that's when I was able to finally say, now I'm ready to put someone else in that life too.
Man, great words of advice and encouragement for this gentleman who we're going to be speaking about in the Council of Many coming up next. But let me just sort of ask you concisely, just before we say goodbye, Valerie, what do you say to this guy? Face-to-face, well, not really face-to-face, but if you were face-to-face, what would you say to this gentleman?
If I were face-to-face, or if he's listening out there, don't give up. I mean, you've got to dig deep, hard inside of yourself to find that power, that energy that is in you, that it, even if you've given up hope, there is so much more out there. There's so much more that's just waiting, but you just need to be able to take that step, and it's just baby steps. And to celebrate in all those little baby steps and all those little successes, whether it's all you did was lose 1 pound or all you did was walk for an extra 15 minutes in a week, then celebrate in that success. And it means not celebrating with another slice of cheesecake, but celebrate just being happy about it and starting to come to the person that you are really meant to be.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are on our show. I'm so glad you are our dating game contestant. Kristen Mingle, partnering with them, it's all fantastic. But more importantly, for you to have been our dating game contestant at the same time that this gentleman wrote in for this question and the way he's feeling, for you to speak with him, for you to be a living example of someone who's... How much weight did you lose?
75 pounds and still going strong.
Okay, so I did it. So can you, is
Absolutely.
What you're saying, right? Big cheerleader
Absolutely.
For this guy. All right.
Absolutely.
Valerie, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate chatting with you. We're going to move right into the Council of Many here, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Drew.
All right, Valerie, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, short break on our show. We'll be right back taking your calls on the Council of Many.